Today's shiur of Mishnah Brura Yomi is Siman Tuf Tzadi Ches, and we are up to Siv Gimel. And a little bit of an introduction here is in order to fully grasp what's going to be going down in today's Yomi. And it goes like this. We already explained that when there are animals, okay, that are not like crazy wild animals that you do not have to trap. So what happens if you have an animal that roams away? Let's say, for example, I don't know if you guys ever remember driving to Kever Yonasan Ben Uziel, and on the road there they have these cows that might be out to pasture. So what would people often have? They have their cows in the city, but the cows would go outside the tchum to graze and to, okay? So is a cow like that muchan and ready and available so that it's not muktzah when coming into Yomtif? Okay, so being outside the tchum has two ramifications besides the factor that there might be an isser of tchumin to bring it in. But even if, let's say, the animal somehow strolled in, we have to know that it's not mukta, otherwise you won't be able to shecht it. So an animal outside the tchum, there are going to be two factors. Number one is if it has to be brought to you. Even if someone else brings it to you, if they bring it to you, even a guy, if it's brought for you from outside the tchum, it's usher for you to use it because it was brought specifically for you from outside the tchum. That's one isser of using it. It's an isser based on someone bringing you something that was outside the tchum. And then another factor, is it muktzah by the fact that before Yomtiv it was outside the tchum? So let's see. Sif Gimel. Behemos sheyotzos v'ro'os chutz l'tchum. You have these animals that are grazing outside of the tchum. Again, they're out to pasture somewhere, but they're nicely trained animals, and your cows know where to come back for a good night shluff, right? They, you know, they walk around by Kever Yonasan Ben Uziel, all those forests there, but then they come back to your backyard somewhere in Svas, okay? So they come back to sleep by you in the city. Harei Elu Muchanos. Those animals, even though they were outside the tchum, it doesn't make a difference. They're considered muchan if they stroll back into the tchum, into your backyard on Yom Tov. Why? Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan, Yudbeis, Ubaos Velanos. He says, Lav Dafka B'chol Yom. They don't even have to come back every night to Shluf. Ela Afilu Shabayim Leprakim. Even if they come back to Tati, okay, every once in a while, let's say once a week, once every 3 days, to take a shluf in your backyard. Nami muchanos. They're also considered muchan, even though they're outside the tchum. They're muchanos hein. Minastam. They're stam muchan. Kidlakame. Like we're going to see, and we're going to explain why in a second. Sifkat and Yigimel. Okay, before we get to Sifkat and Yigimel, go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Velokhin mehen. They are muchan. Back on top of the Shulchan Aruch. So since they are muchan, lokhin mehen, you can take those animals. Veshochtin osan biyonto. And you can shecht it on Yantif. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Yigimel, the Lochem Mehen. He says as follows: This means even if the animals did not, well, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is even though the animals did not get back to your home, did not get back into the city, did not get back into the tchum of the city by nightfall, by Yantif. Ella Balayla, it came in at night. Okay? Imrak Lesbuhu Iser Tchumin, assuming there's no Iser Tchumin. In other words, you have to get rid of it. We have to be talking about where there was no Iser to bring it in, because it was an Iser to bring it in. Then you have a separate issue of the Isser Tchumen. Kigom, for example, Shabo Me'aleim Vekadoma. No one brought them back into the Tchum. They knew to come back to Tati every once in a while, so they came. They happened to pop in on Yontif. They popped in on Yontif after it was already nightfall. They're not considered Mukhsa. Why? The Lochash of Alayu Klal Beinash Moshos, even though you did not think about it at all, Beinash Moshos, because they were not yet in your neighborhood. Still Nami Mutarin. They're still considered Mutar. Why? The Kibahemos Baisiyos Dami. Because they are considered like your domesticated animals, they ain't sarach lachshov aleihem. And since they are considered like your own domestic animals from your home, you do not have to be making them. They're by definition not mukta. So even if they were, you know, 100 miles away, if you know that these animals are animals that always come back, whether it's once a week, whether it's, you know, once a night, once every night, the bottom line is they do not have to be around. It could be that you didn't even think about it because you didn't know they were going to pop in from nowhere. But the fact that they pop in is totally okay, and they're not considered mukta. Okay? Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, haroz va'alanos chutz l'tchum. But what happens if you have those behemos, those cows that they don't sleep? They don't sleep by you, as you own them, but they sleep outside the tchum, right? Like if they're outside the city, right? And you go, you know, like you know, who knows? Like you know, like those Arabs, right? That they go out with the goats onto the you know who knows where. So the animals, they stay out there. You come back there, but the animals are never in the city. They're always outside the city. So then they're not considered, right? They're not considered your own home animals. They're considered like they're your behemos. They're in a sense they're not wild animals, but they're also not animals that come back to your home. So he says in bo be yom tov. So then in that case, if they come in, they come to you on yom tov, even though you don't have to trap them because they're cows. You don't have to trap a cow. Ain shochten osan be yom tov. You cannot shecht it on yom tov. Why? Because these are what's called midbarios, right? These are animals that are not, you know, beiti. They're not your home animals. They are wilderness animals. And by definition, wilderness animals are mukta from your das. Ve'ein das anche ya'ir alayan. The das of the people in the city are not on these animals. There's nothing about these animals that make them home animals. And therefore, they're basically animals in the wilderness. And by definition, they're mukta. In fact, if you remember, we had a shayla as to whether or not these are mukta, even according to who? Right? There are those that hold that wilderness animals are mukta, like the mukta of Grogeris Vitzimukin. They're mukta according to everybody. Bein Rabbi Shimon, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Mechaber, Bein the Ramah. Okay, we'll see this spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says, okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan, Tes Vav, Imbo Biyontov. And once again, he says, Umayri, the Lespu, who is a Tchumen. Once again, we're not discussing the Isser Tchumen. He's going, once again, Chibo Me'alayim. They came by themselves. Oh, Ervu lo osotzad. Or the guy made an Erev Tchumen. If you make an Erev Tchumen, that means you can extend the Tchumen. There's no issue of the Isser Tchumen. Oh, le'inyan lahatir osom le'Yisrael acher. Or with respect to some other Yisrael. For example, even if someone is over the Isser Tchumen for you and brings it to you, it's only Usser for you. But it's not Usser for someone else. The only time something is Usser, if it was brought from outside the Tchum, it's only Usser for the one who was brought. So again, his point is we're not discussing the Isser Tchumen now. We're just discussing the issue of Mukta. And just by virtue of the fact that it's Mukta, you can't shecht it. Okay? Because he says, Dim lo kein, belav achi asur. He says, if it wasn't the situation where it was like where it wasn't brought for you, and there was no Isser Tchumen, it would still be Asr Sharei Ba'u Michut Tchum. So his point is that this halacha is discussing a situation where there was no Isser Tchumen, because if there was Isser Tchumen, besides the fact that it was Mukta, you didn't have to get into Mukta. It'd be Asr because it was brought Michut Tchum. So that's what he's saying. So it's Mukta. And you're not allowed to go ahead, and you're not allowed to shecht it. Ain't shocked in Sitka and Tezayin. So look what he says now. Uleman disari b'mukta b'yomtov mutar. So first he says, according to those that say mukta b'yomtov, meaning the Shulchan Aruch, as opposed to the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch who says we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's who it's going to be usher according to. But according to the Yesh Matirin in the Ramah, it's going to be mutar. That's the first opinion here in this Mishnah Berurah. However, now he's going to point to what I just said before. The Yesh Mishakasvu, no. The Lekulei Alma Aser. Why? The Kevon Shein Nichnasos L'Tchum Ha'ir Kol Yimei Akayitz. Since they never come into the city the whole summer, they go, they're out the pasture the whole summer. Habilu Kegrogeres V'Tzimukin She'elam L'Gag L'Yavshan. It's like remember? Even Rabbi Shimon is Modeh aware by figs that were put up onto the ceiling to dry out. So it's like those Grogeris Vitzimukin, because Midbarios is totally Mukta, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even according to the Yesh Matir in the Ramah. Lukulei Alma Asuche Asach Daitu Minay. Your mind is totally, okay, off of these animals. Ad Sheyis Yashu, like you, right? What do you have by Grogeris Vitzimukin? Your mind is totally off the Grogeris Vitzimukin until they dry out. And therefore, they're Mukta when they first dry out, when? On Yom Tov. So too these Midbarios. Your mind is totally off them, and it's Mukta even according to Rabbi Shimon, even according to the Yesh Matir in the Ramah. And that's what he's saying is, anything that's Chutz L'Tchum, any animal, even if it's the most domestic animal, that's Chutz L'Tchum, that does not ordinarily come back to his home to sleep, is Mukta, and if it comes back on Yom Tov, you can't shecht it because it's Mukta. Now we continue weiter. Back in the Shulchan Aruch. Vahani mili b'behemos Yisrael. Up until now, we're talking about animals that were owned by Yisrael. Aval shel ein a Yehudi, but from a non-Jew, there's no issue in terms of muksa. Remember, we said lespahu mishum muksa. Because a non-Jew, there's no such thing as mukta by a non-Jew. Because something is always, okay, there's no inyan of something being ready for usage for a non-Jew. Everything is mukhan for a non-Jew. And therefore, if coming into yontif, it was not a Jew's, it was a guy's animal, and it's not going to be mukta, ela im kein bo b'shvil Yisrael. So now he's going to shift it the other way. Then it's only going to be usher if the guy brings it chutz l'tchum for Yisrael. Why? Because that's the Yisr Tchumen. Then it's going to be us usher. Then it's going to be usher to that Yisrael. So look what he says. Siftat Yitzayim. The ein anachri tzarech hachein. Anachri doesn't require being made anything. Ukimoshe peirashnu le'el v'sim et tafsad Yitzayim siftezvav. Ulahachi afilu hoyu me'abehemos. Halanos b'chol yemos hakayitz. Even if these were animals that sleep the whole summer out in the wilderness. Shaloba bayis. And they don't come back to the home, Leslan, but there's not going to be any issue of mukta because they were owned by a guy coming into Yontif. Ah, but now the guy brings it to the Jew on Yontif. So the only issue now you have to worry about is if he brings it in particular for the Yisrael, then it's going to be a problem. In other words, if he, let's say a guy Stam brought it in, and then you see this guy and you say, hey, that looks like a nice juicy animal. And the guy says, hey, you want it? Yeah, and you go, hey, there's no Simchas Yontif. I'm out of Simchas Yontif. So then he can give it to you because he didn't bring it to you, so there's no Yisr Tchumen. And it's not mukta because it's from a guy. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifka on Yitzchaz. It's going to be usher if it's brought to for Yisrael. Why? Akoponim Yisrael zeh. For this particular Yisrael, Shehuva Avuro, that it was brought for, it's going to be usher mitam Yisr Tchumen, based on the Yisr Tchumen. However, the Yisrael acher mutter, for a different Yisrael, it's mutter. So basically it goes like this. Let's say you have some guy who's living down by Kever Yonasan Ben Uziel. Some like, you know, Arab lives down there, and he wants to bring it. He brings it up to you, his friend Shlomi in Tzvas. And he brings it up to you on Yom Tov. So there's no issue of what? There's no issue of mukta because it wasn't a Jewish-owned animal. So Shlomi can't eat it because he brought it for Shlomi, your toast. But you know what? You know your friend Farfel, Shlomi, not Shlomi, but Farfel, you know he might want the animal. So you can go ahead and you can give Farfel the animal. Why? Because it wasn't brought for Farfel, it was brought for Shlomi. And it's not mukta. That's what he means. Okay? But again, if it was a Jewish-owned animal, even if there was no Yisr Tchumen, if it was a Jewish-owned animal, when Yom Tov set in, it's mukta, because these are midbarios. It's either mukta according to, it's for sure according to those who hold, like the Shulchan Aruch, that regular mukta is aser, but it's even aser, as we said, possibly according to the Yesh Matirim, because wilderness animals are considered like mukta lagamre, asach daito lagamre, sif katan. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Lefichach, therefore. Now look at the Mishnah Brura now, he says, don't read this as lefichach. Sifkan on your test. In Yadu, he says, "Halashon megumgam ktsas." He says the lashon is a shtickle butchered. Why? Deino mesayim min yana dereisha. This statement now has nothing to do with what we said up until now. Ubeemes hamechaber matchilata meinyan acher. The truth is, the mechaber is now starting something new. The chaser kan, and what's missing here, like a chasuri mechsera. What's missing here is some words. Eze tevos kemoshel, as I pointed out, shebiyadi beralacha. V'chein sarach lomar. Okay. This is what it's supposed to say. Okay. In other words, right now, instead of the words lefichach, or right before the words lefichach, add the following words. And say as follows. That up until now, we've been talking about where we know for sure that the animal coming into Yom Tov was outside the tchum. It was outside the tchum at night of Yom Tov. But what happens if it's a suffix? And therefore he says, lefichach, now we're going to be able to read. Lefichach, back to Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you have a non-Jew who brought an animal to the makolim? What is a makolim? Not the makolet. Perish makom shesham shochatim behemos. He brought it into town, this guy, because he knows that's where they shecht it, right? He wants to sell it to Jews. So he brought it into town. So in yadua shelano schut l'tchum, so if you know that what, that it was already where it was still outside the tchum and the beginning of Yom Tov. If you know that for sure, then it's asuros. Why? Because he brought it for you, the Jews, on Yom Tov from outside the tchum. So it would be aser. But now he's going to tell you a big chiddush. But what if it's a suffek? Vim suffek. What if it's a suffek if it was already inside the tchum? Maybe even, let's say, right outside the wall of the city, but it's inside the tchum. So once it's inside the tchum, it's muchan, right? And there's no problem because it was already inside the tchum when? From before Yom Tov. So it's Mukhan and not Mukta. And you have a suffix, maybe it was already brought inside the Tchum before Yom Tov. So you have a safek iser tchumen. So what would you and I say? Ah, it should be us. You know why? Because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even though it's a safek iser tchumen, it's something that's going to be mutter after yantif. So here's a special kula by tchumen. He says as follows: safek mutaros afilu bo l'tzarach Yisrael. Even if it was brought for Yisrael, and yet, right? So he says shahamukta. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Gimel for a second. He says it doesn't mean mukta. Look at. We'll come back to Chaf Aleph. Look at Tzifkan Chaf Gimel. Shahamukta hochem. Ritzon alom are not mukta. The iser shall chut latkum. Sometimes the iser of chut latkum kari le nami mukta. They call it mukta. So what it really means to say is afilu bol etzarech Yisrael shahamukta doesn't mean mukta. Shah iser tchumin by tchumin hochem besveiko lahakel. Because we know when it comes to mukta, what do we say? Holech besveiko lachumra. Because of the davar sheyesh lo matirin, but iser tchumim u'mekel, and therefore he says v'vium litzorech ha'ena yehudi, and if it was brought for a non-Jew, oh afilu stam, right? If it was brought for a non-Jew, or just stam it was brought, and if it's an ir sharuba, it's a city that the majority is enam yehudim, then it's going to be mutter no matter what, even if it's brought when on Yom Tov, shekola maybe litzorech harov maybe. Because everyone brings for the Rov, and therefore, if the guy brought it even on Yom Tov for Goyim, then there's no Iser Tchumen anyway. Because the Iser Tchumen is only if he brought it for you, the Jews. He brought it for let's say he brought it for the Jewish people, any Jew in town. That would be a problem if he brought it on Yom Tov, because all the Jews in the town he brought it for. But if he brought it for Goyim, and if it's a Yid that happens to be there, there's no problem, even though it's Bavadai brought on Yom Tov. Look at Sif Katan Chav. Nachri Shehevi, go back to the previous page if it's on your overdaf, Sifkat and Chav. Nachri Shehevi, Behemet Makolim. A guy brought a behemoth to get shechted in the city. Look what he says. Sheyesh Makomos, Shah Nachri Mevim, Behemos, but Makolim Shal Yisrael. There are places where the guy bring behemos to the shecht house, to the Jewish shecht house. You can save more, you can make more money off the Jews. The Yisrael Shochet, and the Yisrael Shechzit, Umochim Abasar, and he sells the meat. Bimistapik Lanu. And if we have a suffix al behema zu, we have a suffix on this behema, im heviu ha'akum b'yom tov, the suffix whether the guy brought this behema on yom tov b'chutz l'tchum, ain la'aser. They're not going to aser if it's a suffix. Because if we know he brought it on yom tov, it's going to be aser. But if it's a suffix, we're not going to aser. Look at Mr. Bruce, Sikon Chabalot, shelanos chutz l'tchum, tzarech lamar shelanu. It means, we're not talking about lanu, it means if you know that it slept, meaning you know that at night it was still where? Outside the tchum. Then it's going to be usher. Sifkal chavbeis asuros. Hainu, it's going to be usher. Be'ir she'ein ruba nachrim. It's going to be usher in a city that the majority is Jews. Because we'll say, the aminan, mistama letzarach Yisrael abim. Because we'll say, that if he's bringing it to Jewtown, then mistama he brought it, if he's bringing it to Borough Park, mistama he brought it for a Jew. And therefore it'd be an iser tchumen if it was brought after Yom Tov began. Sifkal chav gimel. We already did this, right? We're just going to read it again. Sha'am mukta hochem, meaning we're told alom are not mukta. Sometimes they also call that muksa. Aval v'safek muchan, but real safek muksa, safek muchan, bevadai l'chumrazi, that we hold, we're machmir. We could hold the siman tafsari, like you guys remember, when it comes to muksa, we're machmir, and siman tafsari zayin, sif gimel and dal, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now mechaber mekan hichzik, now look what the mechaber says. The mechaber here is holding like the shitas haposkim, the tchumin is Kila is more makel. We're more makel than by mukta. The lo machmirin besveika. However, kvar tamo achronim. The achronim all, or many achronim, many achronim, don't understand this shita. The bekama makomos pasak kedas haposkim, because in many places the mechaber the shulchan aruch paskins lahachmir gam besabek tchumen. If you see simon ayin simon shin chav hey siftes, you go back to your bechinas Johnson. We'll see coming up at Taf Kuftas Vav, we're going to see that the Mechaber himself paskins that even by Tchumen, Sveiko Lahachmir. And there's a very good Svara why. It's a Nevesh Yeshua Matirin. So for some reason, the Shulchan Aruch here seems to be going with the postium who hold that the Iser Tchumen is more Makel. And the Achronim don't understand why. And therefore, most Achronim paskin, even by Safek Iser Tchumen, we treat it like a Nevesh Yeshua Matirin, and Safek is Lahachmir. Sifkan Chavdalin, if it's brought with Tzorech Hanachri, then return to Lomar. V'az mutar afilu hi ir shal Yisrael. Meaning, even if it's a Jewish city, if you know the guy brought it for his friend Muhammad, then you, the Jew in the city, could go ahead and take that animal because it's once again it's not muktzah and there's no yisur tchum because it wasn't brought for a Jew. Let's just go. Let's just try to quickly do Dalid. Dalid is very similar. Dalid is very similar to Gimel. Behemos hayiduos lalun chutz v'tchum. Behemos that are known to sleep outside the tchum. The nimtzu beir and it's found in the city biyom. So Mishnah Berurah changed that not from Yom Sheni to biyom tov. So it reads the nimtzu beir biyom tov. Look at Mishnah Berurah sif katan chavav for a second. Look what he says. He says kasvu amefarshim chavav. The toes sofre who v'tzarach lomar biyomto. So the case is where you have behemos that you know are you sleep outside the tchum and then you find it in the city on yomto. Ani omer, I say shema mi be'erev echlisan. Maybe they came in when already when it was nightfall. V'chutz l'chom alanu. You could say that it's mutter based on the fact that it's a suffix. What's your suffix? You find these animals in the city. You don't know. Did the guy bring it already into the tchum? Right outside the wall. Right outside the wall. So if it's right outside the wall, then it's already in the tchum before Yantif. So therefore, there's no issur tchumin. Or no, maybe he didn't yet bring it into the tchum. So it's a suffek. So again, once again, the Shulchan Aruch is going with what he said in the previous sif. It's a suffek issur tchumin, and therefore, it's going to be mutaros. Look at the Mishnah Berurah sif katan chav. Hey, behemas hayiduos, haynu ach the sif gimel. The same thing as sif gimel. Ella, the rebusa kamash malan. It's coming to teach you a chiddush. Shafilu abeimol shiroin hayom etel akum yidu oslanim. Even though we know that that day it was still grazing with the non-Jew, lefisha darchem lalnun, and it's animals that you know normally sleep outside with Mohammed outside the tchum. But gam be'erev yom tov lo hayo beir, and even on erev yom tov you saw it nowhere in the city. B'sal kadaita chamina, the gam ata hayakein, and it's possible that even now it was still outside the city. But maybe the non-Jew brought it to the city when it's day. For the makolin, for the yishatin. No. It's still going to be a suffix. Why? The shema shapir heviim. Maybe the guy already brought it. Me'etmol. Rakayu chutz lechoma. He was outside the walls. Ubaboker echdisam leir. You guys remember diaspora? Right outside the walls of the city? So it might not be in the city, but maybe the guy brought it out outside. He hung out in diaspora, the smooth digs, but it was already inside the tchum. So you can rely on that safek, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Again, this is all going with the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Gimel and Dalid, that by safek is a tchumin, we go the kula. But we also saw in the previous Mishnah Berurah that the Achronim do not pass in this way. And they hold that once it's a safek iser tchumin, most poskim do not paskin like the Shulchan Aruch based on other Shulchan Aruchs and hold that it's going to be Yasser L'chumra by Safek because it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin Kol Shekein Ashkutot Baboker back to the Shulchan Aruch. And for sure, if it was shechted by day, Shechazaka mi be'erev, if you know it was already shechted in the town, so then there's a Chazaka that it was already shechted mi be'erev, it's already a Chazaka that it was shechted before Yom Tif, and therefore it must be mi be'erev Hechnisan. Again, if it was shechted on Yom Tov, and there's a chazaka that it must have been already brought before the nightfall. Okay? It was already by nightfall in the tchum. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tifkan Chavzayin, Hashchutos Baboker, Ritzon Lomar, Shemavina Nachri, the Makolin, the Shchotos Baboker. The Nachri brought it to the Makolin to Shecht where? To Shecht in the city in the morning. Varminan, Shemavadai Mavin, Nibaod Yom. So if it was Shechted that morning, if the guy brought it into Shecht that morning, so then we assume for sure he brought it before that, you know, the night before, kidei shelo yachar hazman, so that he would not be delayed. But gam she'ein matzli kol kach leilechem abehemos balayla. In other words, if he's shechting it by day, chances are he wasn't taking it at night to travel before his shechita. V'chol ze'u kefi shitaso, and this is all according to what he says in Sif Gimel, the betchumen, that by tchumen talina lahakel v'mekel, kol zman she'ein obar lanu, as long as it's not clear to us, we can be mekel. V'kvar kasavnu, and we already wrote the Mechaber ba'atzmo machmir zeh. The Mechaber himself in other places is machmir b'kama mekomos. But that's a Magen Avram shelo lahakel. The Magen Avram says you should not be megel rak kesha'akum shari be'ir ubehemos mesuyas lo toch hatchum v'bezeh lo machzakin el isur. It's only when you have this akum who hangs out in the city a lot and he has the behemos with him, then there's already a sort of like a chazaka that it's probably okay. Or b'yom tov sheni mitam sveik sveika. And yom tov sheni, then it would be totally okay. If you remember, even by Mukta, we say that if it's on Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Sveik Sveika, and we're not Machmer based on Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. And Yashakayach Men, woo! That was a tough one, but I think we did a good job. Yashikayach, man.